I've had such incredible moving and meaningful shares and comments and feedback on my This Is My Why video, and one of the comments has inspired me to make this video for you guys, and it's about our relationships with food, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hey guys, I've got a little bit of time and I just wanted to make a quick video. I'm here at the awesome Starbucks at Melrose Arch, so if there is a bit of background noise, I'm using this mic and I hope the audio quality is okay. So This Is My Why video has had incredible feedback and responses, and it's meant the absolute world to me. One of the comments was from a young lady who mentioned that she had such a bad and unhealthy relationship with food, and that got me thinking that for a lot of us, our whole lives we've struggled with our relationship with food and we felt bad about it. You know, I've got an unhealthy relationship with food, I have a bad relationship with food, I have an inappropriate relationship with food. And I started to think about it a little bit differently in terms of, actually, food has always had our back. You know, food's always been there. Food has been our one support. Food has been there through thick and thin, good times and bad times, when we were down and we were depressed. You know, food was our comfort. When we fell down as a kid and we were sore, our mother gave us a cookie or a sweet, and we were rewarded with sweets and with treats. And food has actually always been there. And I think we're being a little bit unfair towards food, because the truth is, food isn't good or bad. You know, food either moves us to our goal or food moves us away from our goal. I've spoken about this before. You know, if my goal is to put on 100 kilos for a movie role, cheesecake is my friend. You know, if my goal is to compete in a bodybuilding competition, cheesecake is not my friend, but cheesecake is still cheesecake. So we've developed this unhealthy relationship with food, maybe even a little bit of hatred and resentment towards food, a little bit of anger towards food. Maybe we're angry with it because it's actually so good and we get annoyed with that. So I think we now need to stop thinking about food as good or bad, food as helping us or not helping us. You know, the food's had our back. We now need to change what we use our food for. So food is simply building blocks. Food is Lego. And if we need comfort, I'm telling you now, piece of cheesecake, a bowl of ice cream, for me, like heavy starchy carbs, oh man, absolutely awesome, nothing better. If I'm wanting to train and run and do stuff optimally, I need to reconsider food. So I want you guys to be able to get out there and use your bodies and have an amazing time with your bodies and use your bodies to build health. I want you to use your bodies to build a quality life. I want you to use your bodies to build connections with the people that you care about and with the people that you love. So I would like for people to start, myself included, to start viewing food as building blocks, as a means to getting where we want to go. Food's not about being on a restricted meal plan. Food is not about being on a restricted diet. It's all of these things have such a negative connotation towards food, and they affect our relationship with food. Food is our building blocks. Food is our medicine. You know, food is what we do with it. All food is our poison. You know, food doesn't care. So we need to start looking at the food that we choose to get us to where we want to be. It's about choosing our food. It's about choosing our building blocks. You know, if I want to build a Lego Star Wars set, I can't use a Lego's city fire engine set. I've got to use the right building blocks. And we have to start to see that. Food is our building blocks. Food is not our enemy and it's not our friend. Can actually be our friend, but you know, it's there to build us in the way that we want to be built. So you know what, if I want to get big and strong, I got to eat a lot of steak. If I want a lot of sustainable energy, I've got to consider fat. You know, if I have a sugar addiction because I'm a recovering alcoholic, I need to manage the amount of sugar I get in my life, because it just makes me feel bad and it makes me feel uncomfortable. So we need to, in closing, change our relationship with food. It's not that we have a good relationship, we have a bad relationship. We need to remember how much food was actually there for us, how much food had our back, whatever that food is, pizza, chips, whatever it was, you know, it was maybe our only support. And now we need to use, food is our friend, we now need to use that friend to start building, helping us build the lives that we want. I would far rather sit around a table with my family and my friends and eat a nice, hearty meal, you know, that's helping me connect and build beautiful connections, rather than eating 5 carrot sticks and feeling bad about what I'm eating and not actually being able to connect with the people who care about me. So guys, that's what I'd like to see. We got to view food as our friend. We got to pick the type of food that we want to use to get us to where we want to be. We got to pick our building blocks. We got to pick the right Lego set for the life that we want to build. Food's not good and it's not bad. It's just there. It's building blocks. Guys, thank you so much for watching. I hope this video helped. Please share it with a few people that you feel would benefit from it. Please leave your comments. That, like, the reason we're doing this video is because of the amazing comments I've gotten and the amazing comment that I've gotten on my last video. You know, please, if you can, subscribe to the YouTube channel. All the videos will be stored there as contact. I love you guys. You mean the world to me. Us. Remember, guys, healthy, not numbers on the scale. Hey, we do stuff with our body, not BMI. It's using our body to build. So using our body to build our mind. Let's start again. Using our body to challenge. I need coffee. It's using our body to challenge our mind, to build our spirit, to build our soul, and to build a quality life that we all deserve.